Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, the Washington Commanders in Ashburn continue through phase three of OTAs before minicamp. And last week we heard from Jaden Daniels talking about the standard is set, and that everybody that comes in the building knows about the standard that they set of getting to the conference championship game and what it takes to get there. Every day on AWOD Radio at 1 p.m., we open up the phone lines, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You could tweet us at AWOD Radio as well. You could chime in on the Richmond Commander. And the question of the day is, who do you think is going to be the most improved Washington Commander this season? 833-804-0910 is the question of the day on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Predict who's going to be the most improved Washington Commander this season, 833-804-0910. I've got a list of four guys. There's plenty to choose from. Our intern has come up with a list of his six most improved Commanders this upcoming season. Let's go out to the phone lines, 833-804-0910. We've got Steve-O in Midlo. What's going on, Steve-O?
What is happening, AWOD? Great job. Love the show. Been listening since you got on the air. Excellent work.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah?
No problem. My prediction is I'm going with Luke McCaffrey. I think the coaching staff thinks they have a diamond in the rough. I think last year we saw his raw athleticism on kickoffs, and I was reading in the Washington Post how Kingsbury was saying they threw everything at him. He was in his head a lot, just figuring out the route running, inside, outside, and he's moving freely this season. So, he's my target for most improvement.
I think it's a great answer. I think it's a great answer, and he's certainly still learning the position, you know, playing quarterback before. Do you think that the wide receiver room is maybe too crowded, though, for him to improve with Deebo, with Noah being back, Noah Brown, with Jalen Lane added in there? Maybe Michael Gallup does something, too.
Yeah, that's a great point. It could be. I don't think they have a lot of time to incubate these projects like Luke these days, so it's his year to shine. They were saying, like, 600 passes, maybe, about 300 to Deebo and, Scary Terry, but yeah, he's going to have to shine when he gets his moments.
Yeah, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. That's certainly someone that you could absolutely add to the list of most improved Commanders we're predicting for 2025. I think the one that the fan base would love the most is Brian Robinson Jr. It's bulletproof B-Rob, right? Put his life on the line for the team.
That's one of my two picks.
Right? He has to be. The team was 7-1 the regular season and postseason when Robinson got 15 or more carries, 3-0 when he ran for 100 yards, and I think if he consistently ran for 100 yards, there'd be no question about him being the team's starting running back. I think the negative for Brian Robinson was we didn't see the home run ball that you saw Saquon and Bijan and the great running backs in the NFL get of 35 or more yards. He had one of those, I believe, this season.
We got more from Eckler.
We did. We did get more from Eckler. So I think the fan base would love it to be B-Rob. I don't know how much he'll improve. Maybe if the offensive line is better,
the O-line
his stats
is
will improve.
The factor here.
All right, so let's go to the defensive side of the ball next. Quan Martin is certainly someone that you could list. On my top of my list, near the top of my list, was Johnny Newton. He contributed for 44 tackles, 2 sacks, 1 pass deflection, 2 forced fumbles, 1 fumble recovery, and he was kind of thrust into the spotlight when Jonathan Allen got hurt, and it wasn't like the D-line got that much worse with Johnny Newton in there. This was a guy that was Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, and the only reason he was the second-round pick, not a first-round pick, is because there was the injury concern last season. He could certainly take a huge step forward. There's a chance Johnny Newton has a better season than Daron Payne.
Yeah, I would fully believe that. He was supposed to be one of the best D-linemen without the injury out of that draft.
Yeah. Is there anyone you want to throw out there, Stubbs?
Yeah, I think when you're considering what a poor season it was, and it was only 3 or 4 weeks, I think Marshawn Lattimore, if he steps up to be a really good cornerback, could be significantly improved just because it was not a great start.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That might be ahead of Brian Robinson in terms of what the fan base would love. If he got back to a Pro Bowl level, you would have no haters talking about Lattimore anymore.
That, Trey, and Mikey.
Our
defense is not stepping back then.
No, that's a great pull. Continuing on the defensive side of the ball, you have second-year linebacker Jordan McGee. He impressed the coaches, but just didn't see that much playing time. Dorrance Armstrong was really good in the early stages of 2024. I wonder if he's already developed, if he's already a veteran, if we're not going to see too much improvement from him. But I do think that more of a familiarity in the scheme that Dan Quinn's running and Joe Witt, he could have a better season. He was second among edge defenders with a 90.2 pass rush grade and a 32.6 pass rush win rate over a two-week span. Who do you think could be the most improved Washington Commander in 2025? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I'm going to throw another name out there, Stubb. What about Brandon Coleman? He started for most of the season at tackle. He wasn't good enough to be tackle on a Super Bowl contending team. Unfortunately, that was the decision the front office made, and that's why they traded for Laremy Tunsil. I don't think it was that much of a knock on Coleman, because, hello, he played guard at TCU.
Third round draft pick guard not being a Super Bowl tackle, I'd say is fair.
But what if he dominates at guard?
Yeah.
What if he's, all of a sudden he's a top 15 guard in the NFL in his first season
and
playing
then we got,
fully in guard?
Then we'll have two of those.
Right, because we know how good Sam Cosmi is when he's healthy on the other side. So there's a lot of really good candidates here for the most improved Washington Commander. My guy, top of my list, it's tight end Ben Sinnott.
I love that.
He is skilled. Cliff Kingsbury knows this. They drafted him. Like, he wasn't on a draft pick of the Rivera era. I keep going back to that. Mm-hmm. They're not giving up on him after just 1 year. All right, he's got to improve his blocking skills, but I do think that he can be the pass-catching tight end that we need him to be behind Zach Ertz. That's not going to be John Bates. That's never going to be John Bates. John Bates got the Mo Alley Cox contract, all right? You are our sixth offensive lineman. When we run the football, we put you in. And when sometimes we'll play action and throw to you, not often. Ben Sinnott could really improve and maybe spell Zach Ertz. Or we could run more two tight end sets if they believe in him. You just got to believe in him. It's also common for tight ends to adjust to the NFL and take a few years.
I think,
this is a guy that was a really high prospect. And when we drafted him, the fan base was like, oh my goodness, he's going to be our starting tight end by the end of the season. And then Zach Ertz found the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
But this could be Sinnott's year.
I have not forgotten about that preseason game 3 where he trucked 5 guys and got like a 20-yard catch. I still think about that.
It also takes large stones to catch a trick play in the playoffs. All right? I mean, you can't sleep on that. I mean, how many times do you think he's catching a ball thrown by Tress Way? Probably not very often, and he snagged it. I think in terms of what would help the team the most, that was a great point. Marshawn Lattimore, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if Brian Robinson was your most improved, that's probably number two. And then I might go Ben Sinnott, number three, because I do think that it's unlikely Zach Ertz will be able to replicate what he did.
Yeah, and this will be the last year of Ertz.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably, yeah. Right. I mean, this will be the last year of Brian Robinson if he doesn't improve.
Yeah, this will probably be the last year of Wagner.
Yep. So. Yeah. It's good. It's a little bit of a last dance vibes for a lot of the guys on the team here that I don't love, and I think that's why some of these pundits and insiders are predicting a step back. But I think there's something that like could happen that's bigger than sports, that you can come together as an organization, as a team, all going for that last dance, right? I mean, there is also something to the fact that you found your focal point in Jaden Daniels. And if Jaden improves, I mean, what the hell is that loser on Get Up ESPN saying? That Jaden's going to improve and the team's going to take a step back? Since when have the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, improved and the team take a step back? Since when have the Chiefs improved with Mahomes but the team takes a step back? The quarterback's everything. It's everything. If Jaden is better, the team will be better. It's as simple as that in my mind. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. So Steve-O went with Luke McCaffrey. I love that. I really would love that. I think deep down, I do think that Jalen Lane will get more opportunities and will probably see the field more than Luke McCaffrey. But maybe, maybe they have a plan for Jalen Lane to focus on special teams first, and then they'll get him involved on the offensive side of the ball. And Luke has more familiarity with the offense, right? He was there last year. We also remember, Luke was the guy that came in at 5:30 in the morning last year with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
so he's committed to the craft.
He had good stats. He just never got the ball.
Yeah. And he's a McCaffrey.
He's a McCaffrey.
Love that about him. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Flying Squirrels, who dropped four games in the six-game set to the Senators. Their overall record this season is now 15-36, and they will begin a series against Erie today on the road before returning back to the Diamond. It has been, unfortunately, a bit of a nightmare final season at the Diamond in terms of wins and losses. It's been an incredible ride at the Diamond. especially, you know, the 15 years of being the Flying Squirrels and the 40 years of the Diamond have been spectacular, but it's turned into a nightmare final season. I will say, I've been five games this year. The food is banging. The seats are comfy. I'm having fun. I'm going nuts, creating memories like I have for years of the Flying Squirrels, but moving forward, I want to win games, especially the opening season at CarMax Park. And John O'Connor had a great article for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. How much longer before Richmond returns to AAA? RVA was AAA from 1966 to 2008. Left because of dissatisfaction with the Diamond. Well, could they become a Washington Nationals affiliate with the arrival of CarMax Park next season? So here's what I think is very interesting to kind of set up this topic here, and that is that Major League Baseball, as part of their realignment, many minor league affiliates will be significantly closer geographic proximity to the major league clubs with which they are associated. On average, major league clubs will now be over 200 miles closer to their AAA affiliates by creating geographical synergy between major league clubs and its affiliates. More fans will be able to watch an organization's players progress in their careers from minor leaguers to the big leagues in their home region. It just makes so much sense. It just makes so much sense. So how long until Richmond returns to being AAA? Well, the truth is, that's a decision that will not be made by the Giants, the Nationals, or the Flying Squirrels. It will be made by Major League Baseball, right? Major League Baseball, not the Flying Squirrels or their ownership, all right? Well, to me, it seems like a no-brainer. CarMax Park, Nats affiliate, AAA. Richmond has the size. They have the history. They've got the fan base, the attendance, to go back to being AAA. Now, JOC makes some great points for why they should go to becoming the Nationals AAA team and for why the Giants stand tall in RVA and would continue to be the affiliate. To me, it's a no-brainer, make them a Nationals affiliate. Number one, as the MLB statement from 2021 establishes, the Nats affiliate in Richmond would help fans in the region align with that organization's up-and-coming players and the big league team that's closest to RVA. As a result, in more Nats interest in Richmond, therefore, improved TV ratings and a larger number of Richmond-area residents would be more inclined to visit Washington for games. I mean, that's a fact. If we're watching James Wood and C.J. Abrams in Richmond, and then they get called up to the Nats, I'm going to want to go see them play. It's why the Braves meant so much to the people in Richmond when they were the Richmond Braves, because you saw them develop, and then you probably went to a game in Atlanta and saw them win a championship, right? I don't know how many people in Richmond are going across the country to see the Giants play after they loved watching Bryce Eldridge and Carter Howell. Number two, having a Nationals affiliate in Richmond would benefit the Flying Squirrels business. More Nats fans from the Washington area would make the trip to CarMax Park. So just like more people from Richmond would go to Nats games, more people from Nova would go to Flying Squirrels games. Seems obvious. And number three, a Nats AAA affiliate in Richmond would make great sense for the Nats. Easier player movement that transpires. The Nats right now, their AAA is in Rochester, New York. What are we doing? Doesn't make sense. So here's the case for the Giants remaining the affiliate, and I don't agree, but we'll get to it. Number one, San Francisco over many years has expressed an interest in its AA team remaining in Richmond because of the quality, fan support, and the way its minor leaguers are taken care of by the Flying Squirrels management team. Stubb, we talked about it. That's the obvious one. And I would say, honestly, who cares? Who cares? We are helping the San Francisco Giants win titles. Who the hell cares? Right? Do people in Richmond have an affiliate? Do they love the Giants organization just because the AA team's here in Richmond? I would probably disagree with that.
I don't know a single person like
that. If it's Washington or Atlanta, then it's a war, right? I mean, if it's a debate between whether the Flying Squirrels leave the Giants and they become a Braves affiliate or a Nats affiliate, I think you could have people support them going to the Braves. I think you could have people support them going to the Nats. But San Francisco, give me a break. That's a bad excuse. Of course the Giants want to remain the AA affiliate. They get a fantastic deal. I just don't understand. What is Richmond getting out of this, right? The Giants get their AA attendance to have the best attendance in baseball, in the minors. More eyes on their players, which means more social media, more awareness of their stars. You're in a historic park, and you're going to have a brand new building. We already know how great a manager Dennis Pelfrey is and creating an environment where the players can improve. A great front office. What does Richmond get in return from San Francisco? Like, we got Bryce Eldridge playing here. Besides that, this season, prospects aren't that good. Otherwise, our record wouldn't be this bad. There ain't no Giants fans traveling across America, in my mind, to have fun, go nuts, and watch their youngsters play for the Flying Squirrels. That would happen for Nats fans, I guarantee it. The second case, after their AA teams have played at the Diamond since the 2010 season, the Giants deserve at least a couple years in the new ballpark. The Flying Squirrels players and staff members of the Diamond have been cramped in tight dressing quarters and operated without many amenities. That's a BS excuse if you tell me. Like, of course they want to go from the Diamond to the new ballpark. Screw the Giants. That's what I would say. And number three, the Flying Squirrels should remain a San Francisco affiliate and at the AA level, because changing that status, partnering with the Nats as a AAA affiliate, would probably make a chain reaction of significant adjustments in the minors. I understand that that's a valid excuse. And that's the one thing that could happen. Because if you make the San Francisco Giants the new AA affiliate in Rochester, they'd be like, what the hell? Nobody's going to our games. Richmond's a top 50 market. Rochester's 80th. So you couldn't do a trade. That's a valid excuse. But I also think Major League Baseball has enough money to solve this problem. And also, screw Rochester. Why would we not let the Nationals have their AAA affiliate be in Richmond just because of we want to help Rochester out? That's just, it makes no sense to me. It really doesn't. So I think the Major League Baseball needs to get it done. It needs to be given to the Washington Nationals. I understand there's moving parts. I understand the final decision is Major League Baseball. It's not the Flying Squirrels decision to make. I just think it's the right thing to do. Because, simply, sports fans want to watch their players develop and then be able to go see them. I mean, that's what you're talking about in terms of like a sports fan's dream, is to watch a high school prospect in Richmond or in Northern Virginia like Bryce Eldridge, right? Ball out at the high school level, maybe go to college or maybe just get drafted and then work their way up the minors. And so the kid that you saw when he was 16 years old comes back to Richmond when he's 21 to play in AAA. And then you drive to Nats Park 90 minutes to go see him a year later in the majors. Like, that's a sports fan's dream, to watch somebody grow and develop and become a star. I just open up the phone line, Stub, 833-804-0910. If there are people that are actually Giants fans in Richmond that have gone across the country to go see the Giants prospects that they saw play for the Flying Squirrels in San Francisco, give me a call. I don't see that happening. I think it should come down to the Flying Squirrels being a AAA affiliate for the Nationals or the Braves. And you could maybe argue that they should stay AA, because AA is fun. Your players stay more when AA, AAA, they're going up, down, up, down, up, down. It's hard to understand the roster. So you could argue they stay AA, but not for a team that's thousands of miles away across the country. That does not make sense to me. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I went to VCU. I've been here in Richmond since 2011. Lane Casadante has been here much longer than me. We're going to ask Lane about this hard-hitting topic when we return here on the New Sports Radio 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at, AUDACY. That's AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. Joining us right now to run around local sports in Richmond, Virginia, from CBS 6, it's our buddy Lane Casadante. What's up, Lane?
Hey, Adam. Good afternoon. How's everybody?
Doing pretty good here, and we're just having some fun with the latest JOC article on the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Washington Nationals, AAA team to RVA, count on summer discussions. I think it makes sense. We were talking about it, Lane. You've been here way longer than me, so I'll just leave the floor open to you. You know the topic. What do you think? Why wouldn't Washington want to come to Richmond to have this be their affiliate?
Well, first of all, it's not up to Washington. I'm sure they would, but it's up to Major League Baseball. They took over all of the assignments and organizations and you know, who's aligned with who a few years ago. So it's really going to come down to a question for Major League Baseball. And if obviously a new ballpark is going to help this tremendously, it helped JMU get into the Sun Belt. It's going to help, you know, the Commanders get the Super Bowl and everything else in D.C. A new stadium can do things like this. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. The AAA baseball was here for decades, and the market proved and has proven that it will support baseball. Probably, I don't want to be completely flippant and say regardless of the level of the team, but it would certainly make everybody's job over on the Boulevard a little bit easier if they had a regional major league partner with which to, you know, identify and you know, kind of just get everybody interested. There's not a ton of Nationals fans here. Just I know there are a lot. I think there's still a lot of Braves fans here just because old habits die hard, but the folks over at the Squirrels would, you know, the marketing and just the interest would probably double if this was a Nats affiliate here.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree with you. And so I think the other thing I wonder is, well, like, what is Richmond getting out of the San Francisco Giants organization with this? Like, for so long, people were Richmond Braves fans and became Braves fans, or still Braves fans, because they watched a player play here and then they watched them with the Atlanta Braves, or maybe even went to a game. And I think that's the biggest thing is, I don't think anybody in Richmond will watch a Flying Squirrels game, fall in love with players, and then go across the country to see them play for the Giants.
Well, first of all, I don't know what the rest of RVA gets out of it, but I get a trip to Arizona every February out of it, so why don't you just leave it alone and just check it right there, because I get a spring training trip to Arizona. But no, your point is, there are a few Giants fans here. I work with someone who has been a lifelong Giants fan, but they are very few and far between. And obviously the Nationals, their AAA team right now, are they in Syracuse?
Rochester,
okay. You know, the proximity thing, okay, 90 minutes, you know, south, yeah, that's nice. You know, Rochester's still, you know, an hour and a half plane ride, so it's kind of the same trip in a way. But just for the sake of, like, rehab assignments, now, why don't you go down to Richmond for a couple of days? You're not flying somebody somewhere, or, you know, it makes a lot more sense. It's part of the reason, a smaller reason, but it's a part of the reason why the Braves moved down to Gwinnett. That's 45 minutes from Atlanta, right there. Richmond would make a lot of sense as a Nationals affiliate, but again, that's going to be an MLB decision, and then MLB's got to make it up to the Giants because, okay, where does their AA team go? You know, just mixing and matching and moving teams and affiliations, it's not as easy as just, you know, taking a checker and moving it to a different square. There's a lot of other things that have to be considered.
Right. No, that's the big part of it, is the Giants would get screwed. They don't want Rochester. It's a completely different market. There's not, you know, like a West Coast league that they would, you know, sign up to have an affiliate there. But how do you describe to our audience the differences in, I guess, entertainment for AA versus if it was a AAA affiliate?
Well, it's almost apples and oranges, because when the Braves weren't the Squirrels, and I mean this in the sense of not only what happens on the field, but what happens off the field. When you have a AAA team, you're going to see a lot more faces that you know. There's going to be more of a sense of stability, because guys at the AAA level are kind of in a holding pattern. And by the time they make AAA, all of a sudden now, you know, the AA guys are kind of just, oh, I was drafted last year or 2 years ago. Nobody knows a lot about them yet. By the time guys get to AAA, there's a fair amount of ink, and there's a fair amount of press and publicity that has gone on around their development. So you're going to know who's here. You're going to see guys that have been sent down. Hey, you know, he was just up with the Nationals, you know, earlier this season. He's down here. He's working his way back up. And AA doesn't quite have that, especially, unfortunately, when your team is on the opposite side of the country. The Giants originally wanted to be in the Eastern League because it's a good pitching league.
Right.
And the Giants have, you know, they won, you know, their three World Series and have had most of their success based around their pitching staff. So that's why it doesn't make any sense to have a team all the way here. But it's a AA team where you're not drawing as many players from. You're looking for more development. AAA is a lot different because, you know, you need a guy, go get him. He's right there in AAA. He can come right up.
So I completely understand that the decision will be made by Major League Baseball. But from the Flying Squirrels front office perspective, I feel like there'd be no argument against them for this, and I wonder how much they would love to have the inaugural CarMax Park season be also the return to AAA.
I don't know if it's going to happen that quickly. I think you're going to want to give a team a year to break in a stadium like that. Plus, and this is the way it used to be, and forgive me, I'm not exactly positive that it's still done this way now that Major League Baseball has taken over, but affiliations were always two-year agreements. So if the Giants are still, and I don't know when the Giants signed their last agreement with, you know, the Squirrels to be here in Richmond, if this is their second year or their third year, then maybe you're coming up to the end of that agreement and there's some room to move things around. But yeah, I mean, the Squirrels, this is the one thing I will say about what they've done here, that the Braves didn't do. The Braves were not as concerned with promotion and marketing. They did some, but their attitude was like, this is baseball, come watch it. The Squirrels is like, this is a game, this is an event, come hang out with us. And it's different in the way that they have created the atmosphere that goes on around their games. I don't think, to be honest, I really don't think they care who they're affiliated with. But, yeah, having an affiliation with a team that's right up the road would certainly make things a lot easier for them and make things a lot more familiar for the folks that come to the games.
Yeah, I mean, I think the opening season at CarMax Park is going to have a ton of sellouts no matter what. But if it was connected with a AAA team, or if it was a AA for the Washington Nationals, I think there'd be more eyes and ears paying attention, and I think that's the number one thing here that Major League Baseball should be looking at, which is, can we create an environment in which, you know, a 15-year-old kid, because baseball, they want to see baseball rise, right, can watch a kid play in high school, and then he goes to college, and then he works his way up through the minor league system kind of in your backyard, right? I mean, that's the thing, is you want to see a kid play in Richmond and then be able to go to see him in the majors.
And the other thing about the Nationals is that they already have a team in Fredericksburg. They'd have one in Richmond. Their whole minor league system is all within, I think, 2 hours of D.C., and that this would help that quite a bit. So there's a lot of positives. There's a lot of benefits to it, but it all would not have happened until they got a brand new stadium, which they are getting. It makes sense to all of us, but there's a lot of other pieces that have to be considered before you could just say, hey, Nationals, your team's coming to Richmond. And by the way, Richmond is the largest AA market. It's the largest market in AA. Which is why there were a lot of, you know, a lot of earth moved to get the Squirrels here in the first place. And now that they've proven that this market can and will support a team, they would be more inclined to, you know, if you consider AAA a higher profile team, they'd be more inclined to put one here.
Absolutely. John O'Connor said in July of 2010, Flying Squirrels' first season, the Nationals president visited the Diamond. He assessed the condition of the stadium and the management team. He was impressed by the management team, not the Diamond. Well, that stadium is no longer part of the equation. And I hate to keep going back to this. I do not like the excuse that the Giants organization was part of the Diamond and their players were cramped in tight dressing rooms and they should get the new amenities. No, screw the Giants!
Well, it's kind of the Giants supply the players. You know, the team supplies everything else. It's a partnership. And, you know, the Diamond has outlived its usefulness by probably about 10 or 15 years. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like this is how I can equate it. When I was a kid, my mom still has a driveway that's at least 85 feet long. It's long. And when I was a kid through high school and in college, you know, upstate New York, we would get 6, 7, 8 inches of snow, and I had to shovel that whole driveway. I moved to Virginia, and my father buys a brand new 6-speed snowblower. And I went back home, and he couldn't wait to show it to me. And I said, "Where has this been for like the last 10 years when I had to shovel the whole thing?" He goes, "I had to buy a new one because my old one moved to Virginia." He did not care.
It's a good metaphor and a better story.
I know, right, exactly. But, you know, it's whosever time it is, if you're fortunate enough, you come up to this team and you got a brand new ballpark to play in. That's, you know, that's just the byproduct of fortunate timing.
Lane, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
No problem, Adam. Thanks for having me. Have a great week, everybody.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Flying Squirrels. We're very proud to be partnered with the Flying Squirrels. I think Trey Wilson and Blaine McCormick do a fantastic job providing the play-by-play. I think Anthony Opperman and all the front office staff at the Flying Squirrels are fantastic. I love my man Parney and all the work that he's done behind the scenes to help get CarMax Park underway and get it start to be built, and hopefully that will be the debut season next year at CarMax Park. Now the next thing is, can we get this team to be an affiliate of a local franchise? If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. It was John O'Connor of the Richmond Times-Dispatch with a great article this morning. How long before Richmond returns to AAA? A team that was AAA from 1966 to 2008 left because of the dissatisfaction with the Diamond? That's not an issue, the arrival of CarMax Park. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Let's go to our buddy on the line right now. We've got Tris in Richmond. What's up, Tris?
What's up, AY? What's up, Stub?
How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. You know, like, I'm old enough to remember when the Diamond opened. I'm 52. And it was an event. And the thing is, the Superstation was like a thing. I don't know if anyone knows what that is now, but basically Braves games were national. So, or at least, I think they were national. They were at least regional.
Right.
But we could watch the Braves. And I watched all my heroes come through Parker Field and then the Diamond. I watched Steve Avery. I watched David Justice. I watched Ryan Klesko. I watched all those guys. And it really is such a – it was such an important part of being the baseball fan that I am, because, like – They would come, like, after the games, like, you would get autographs. And I have a little brother, and he's still a Braves fan. I did jump ship to the Nationals when George Allen was doing his thing to bring the National or the Expos to D.C. But my little brother still was like, nah, man, I'm Braves through and through.
Right, because he has those memories, right?
Yeah, like, when he was 4 years old, he was looking up at David Justice, mm-hmm. like, and then that guy became like, people forget now how big David Justice was, but when my little brother was, maybe not four, I think it was more like eight, but when my little brother was just like learning what baseball was, he was getting an autograph from David Justice. And I when you were talking about last segment, and you were talking about this article, and you were talking about how I've always supported the Flying Squirrels. I actually even submit there was a period when there was no team in Richmond.
Yeah,
and there was this contest where you would submit a mascot, and my mascot was River Rats, and it wasn't accepted.
So Tris, I don't want to cut you off, but with the Giants, you had Brandon Crawford, you had Brandon Belt, you've had Matt Duffy. The Squirrels have had Joe Panic. They've had some fantastic players that turned into be major leaguer stars, but it's not the same because they travel across the country.
Oh, totally. And actually, my favorite squirrel to come through was Joe Panic?
Yeah.
I think Joe Panic. Like, I loved that guy when I was watching him, but then they just go off to the ether, and it's like, why was I invested in this guy in the first place? Because he just went off to a team I have no interest in. And I just, when you were doing your segment before, I totally related with that, because it's so different from my experience growing up, where, like, I could follow this guy through my city and then to watching him on TV, and just, I felt like that I was a bigger part of his growth.
Right.
And now it's not. Like, and I feel like kids now probably are feeling that way too, unless they become Giants fans. But, like, in this market, you're either a Braves fan or you're a Nationals fan. I think that's pretty...
Yeah.
I mean,
well, Tris, the other thing is, like, so my producer Stubb is an Orioles fan, and last year I got to go to multiple games, or maybe it was 2 years ago, of Jackson Holliday. And that was really cool, right? And I'm not an Orioles fan, but it was really cool because I knew about him being a prospect, and he was at least kind of local, right?
Yeah, you can go, I mean, like Bowie games, BayHawks games, that's not too far if you really want it. But at that point, you're going to an O's game. All of Baltimore is very local, though.
Yeah, and look, I don't think the Squirrels will ever struggle with attendance. Because Parney's already set the bar too high. Their standards are set. They have fun. You go nuts. You create memories forever. But I do think you could become a bigger fan.
That's the other thing that bugs me. Why have they been bothering this market for so long? Like, look, I know it's a freaking Iron Dome, like, Veterans Stadium and I'm glad we're, in the 70s, and I'm glad we're getting, like, a state-of-the-art thing, but it was still the highest-drawing freaking venue in minor league baseball.
Yeah.
So, like, why are you bugging us? Like, why were you bugging us so much? Like, But anyway, I was calling in because I would be elated. I would be elated if this venue, which deserves so much more than it's, you know, could just be invested in a regional team after minor leagues. Like, I think the Nationals are the obvious choice, but, you know, I will admit one of the reasons why that I kind of abandoned the my Braves fandom is they abandoned me. They pulled their junk out and they put it in Gwinnett, and I was just like, I felt betrayed. I felt like, all right, so you don't care about it. You're like,
I'm with you. And I think a lot of people felt the same way, Tris. I really appreciate you chiming in on this topic here. And you know what? It also reminds me of Stubb. Like, when I was driving through the city this weekend, and when I was driving, my girlfriend goes, is that the Coliseum? And I was like, I don't think. And then I looked and I was like, oh my gosh, it is. And it looked horrible. And I was telling her about all these amazing memories that I had when just I was at VCU there, going to the Coliseum. Like, we completely ruined that. And it's just like, it's just frustrating because I think Richmond should be a much bigger sports town. And part of it is that, you know, you got to have the stadium to go with it, right? And so now we'll get that, the Diamond, and I hope that eventually there will be a Coliseum 2.0, or we have to hope that the folks in Henrico can get that done.
I really want minor league hockey.
Yeah,
I
would love
that
too. I certainly would. It's a good topic, and phone lines are open if you want to chime in. Great call from Tris giving his personal perspective growing up here in Richmond. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.